Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What does all this mean? What does all this mean in regards to what we're talking about? We don't want to create any fears or anything like that. We just want to say this is what's taking place. And it's we've been able to get away with not being courageous.
Right.
You know, we've been able to get away with, you know, not just allowing somebody else to fight our battles, even to the point that we're watching soldiers that have given their life and their limb and they've done great things for our nation be ridiculed and be made to look bad for laying down their life limb, their futures, they lay down their life to protect us, and their families have lost loved ones. And we've been so secure as a nation that even those that protect us in our security, that we've actually belittled them and hadn't stood up for them in regards to the VA and what's taking place. You know, things are beginning to turn in that, which is great. We appreciate Congressman Jeff Miller for, you know, leading that. But it's like, you know, we're going to have to, as the church, we're going to have to, you know, God gives us, he gives us a brand new heart when you're born again. But you got to grow your own backbone. I mean, you got to, you're not, God's not going to give you a backbone. He just doesn't do it.
Yeah.
And that happens when you step out and you trust him. And he says, listen, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go tell them about me. Go be fruitful in the midst. Go let your light shine. Go do good deeds and let your good deeds be shown so that he gets glory. And it's like everybody's hiding out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why is everybody hiding out?
Scared.
We've got to come out. We got to begin to say, you know what? You know, we want to stand up for God and country in that order, and we want to stand up for Israel. You know, this the history of America, you'd be really surprised. It was Israel, it was the Jews that helped fund the American Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
Ferdinand was throwing the Jews outside of his nation, and they needed a place to go to, and guess what? You know, we had a place to go to. They were the place that they could go to, and they helped to fund, helped to pay for the American Revolution. I mean, it's very significant how America stands with Israel. It's not like, okay, we cannot stand with Israel and not stand with the Jews and still stay the America, one nation under God.
That's not going to happen.
Obviously, the land's not going to disappear, but our form of government and freedom would disappear in doing that. But we can stand up. But it took men of courage. It took minutemen and people that were willing to, you know, farm in the day, but all of a sudden they had to stand up and say, listen, you can't harm this person. You can't do this. But so many people, John, they just sit silently by while people are getting hurt. And one person does an act of heroism, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and then they complain about those that are actually standing forward and doing something.
Right. Or the ones that do, they just, you know, they, you know, which is maybe rightfully so, they just, you know, they keep somebody from falling in the subway in the city. And they're talked about for at least 48-hour news cycle.
Right.
But everybody looks at that's like, wow. And the thing is like, but you could have saved the lady. You could have saved the baby. You could have stood up. You could have said what was right. And I think about, you know, Dr. King, he says, really true evil is when good men say nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, if it's just time for us to stand up and go, and we're all flawed people. I mean, we're all flawed people. Mm-hmm. But if you serve Christ, if you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, there's a grace in your life to stand up and let people know that you're flawed. I mean, don't sit here and just be self-righteous.
Right.
But no, it's okay to stand up for your country. It's okay to stand up for God. It's okay to stand up for Israel. It's okay to speak your mind. The First Amendment is still here. I mean, even in France, you know, with all the socialism going on, they're still fighting for the freedom of speech in France. Let's don't give it up. And this is the thing that we're seeing is that people are allowing a spirit of fear to come over them, and that's what causes the First Amendment to leave their life.
Right.
They want to be politically correct. They want to be accepted by everybody. You know, we're not God loves all the people in all the different political parties. So Jesus is not political.
Not left wing.
He's not political. Although we did have somebody write to us and said, "Don't you know this is God's party?" You know, I don't say who it was. And it's like, what are you doing? You know,
God,
the church is not political. You know, God loves, you know, all the people. You know, he's you're not the left wing, he's not right wing, he's for the whole bird. You know, and just want to encourage you, say we got to quit letting the enemy divide us. This is what Jesus said. This is the creator of the universe, what he said. He said this. His son said, any nation divided against itself will fall. So we're going to have to be united. Mm-hmm. The question is, what are we going to be united around? Are we going to be united around an idea or some strong leader, which means tyrannical leadership? Or we're going to be related around the idea of America, the God of America, the original tent of America. And when I think about it, I think about, you know, the United States Constitution. And if 81% of Christians don't pick up their Bible, I would assume that they definitely don't pick up the Constitution. But when
I think that's a good assumption. I think that's probably pretty good.
I would think so. But you have to understand when you're hearing things on your news, they say, well, according to Article 4, what they're talking about? They're talking about the Constitution of the United States. They're saying the only reason Washington exists, the reason why your government exists is because it's in the Constitution. The reason why we can have a president is because it's in the Constitution. And he says in the preamble of the Constitution, you know, it is, you know, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union and establish justice, you know, all the awesome parts of our country, that it's a government by the people and for the people. And so I think we need to begin to center around God and not the present day country, but the original intent God had for this country, and not going back to past sins of our country now. That was wrong. But to look forward, God, what is your future for this nation? What do you want for this nation? And our God that we serve, I'm telling you, he's so powerful, he's so mighty, and he's about to do something so awesome that if he told you, you wouldn't even believe it. Mm. But in the context of that, there's going to be a great loss of life from the things the Lord has shown me. There's going to be a great tragedy. And when we see a great loss of life, we begin to cry and say, dear God, there would be great salvation if 10 lives were lost. Begin to ask God, I ask for 1,000 souls for every one of those men lost.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, the enemy will quit messing with the human life when that starts taking place. And so we have to begin to say, you know what? Even if it cost me my liberty, even if it cost me, you know, my season that I could have done everything I wanted to do, that I dedicated it to the Lord and I dedicated it to the next generation. I mean, that's the people that lived before us. That's the people that lived before us. The reason why we're able to be here because they laid down their life. And so we got to begin to say, you know, what does the Constitution say? You know, as a former law enforcement officer, you know, it was the Constitution that restrained me as a law. It was the Constitution that when I would go to court and somebody that I had to arrest because somebody said they did a particular crime, it was the Constitution, the state and the U.S. Constitution that orchestrated that whole courtroom to make sure that you as an American citizen have those rights. I mean, you have the right to a jury. You have a right to a speedy trial. You have a right to not incriminate yourself. Those are articles inside the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution. And so, you know, what do we need to do? How do we unite? And I just, you know, we just want to pray over this government mountain. Just ask God just his kingdom to come into the government of America. If you want to think about how you can begin to participate, say, dear God, that your kingdom would come into the government of America. Not Washington, D.C., which that would be great too, but the whole government, because the government of America is you. It's we the people.
Yeah.
And we begin to understand that. Then we take responsibility for it. We don't just point to 530 people in Washington, D.C. It's all there is. Mm-hmm. We point to the 300 million people in America that says we've got to, if we don't like the present day, you know, choices, then it's our choice. We have to make different choices.
I like what the governor of Louisiana just did, Bobby Jindal, when he just participated in a call to turning America back to God.
Right.
And those are the type of elected officials that we want to have in office that represent, you know, our values. And it's like, listen, we need God. We can't do this on our own. We need to cry out to the Lord. And I just thought that was so powerful what he did. And I'm hoping and believing that more governors will step up to the plate and say, that's what we're going
to
do in our state.
Speaking of that, I did write to our governor, the governor of the state of Florida,
Governor Rick Scott,
and I asked very specifically. I said, hey, your friend, you know, Governor Bobby Jindal, this is what just happened. We would love it for you, Governor Scott, to stand up on a platform in front of all of, and I know, I mean, he's a believer. He, mm-hmm. you know, he would, I believe he would do it. But I've already wrote to him and said, hey, and I'm asking you now right here on, you know, television, you know, that you would stand up, Governor Scott, and join arms with Louisiana. And I believe, I know that Alabama's governor, I'm sure, would do it as well. Mm-hmm. And just stand up and just ask God for to open up the heavens, to pour out revival, and to redeem, you know, America. Think about that. So I just want to challenge you and just say, you know, Governor, would you stand up and just publicly join your faith with Governor Jindal? And I don't know Governor of Alabama, but I just feel like Alabama would be strong right. in the context of that. And listen, God hears these things. I was just, you know, Jack Hollis, you know, was with us just recently. Yes. I'll be with him coming this weekend. And he said, and I believe it too, that authority parallels what you have in the natural and the spiritual. So if God, for example, puts you in a place of a king or allows you to be a governor or a president or a senator or a congressman or a sheriff or a chief of police or something like that, that you have this authority also to speak things out. And as the governor of all 50 states, I want to just challenge the governors of all 50 states, begin to say, you know what, God, you know, that we want you in America. Mm. We want revival in America. You know what God will do? God will respond to that. That's just 50 individuals. All that is 50 governors to say,
that's it.
We want you, God, in our country. We want you the way you are, God. We don't want to tell you who you are. We want you, God. We want your way in this nation. And we're willing to give up all political power just to have you, because you truly are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm telling you, God will respond to that. And so begin to write your congressmen. Begin to write your senators. I know that Congressman Jeff Miller would probably, I mean, they're,
oh,
he
yeah.
would definitely
oh,
do
yeah.
it. And probably
Robert Bentley is the governor there in Alabama. And
yeah.
I believe he probably would do it too.
There you go. Just begin to just, it's just time for us to, there's an urgency going on right now because our nation weighs in the balance. Our freedom weighs in the balance. And there's people, believe it or not, they just, you know, there's nothing to describe them other than just evil.
Yeah, man, according to what Rick Joyner saw, that, you know, civil war potentially could happen in the United States. I mean, we wouldn't want that to happen.
No.
But what if we repent? What if we just cry out and say, God,
yeah.
forgive us. We turn back to you. We could prevent all that.
Yeah, and one of the greatest loss of lives that have happened, you know, in America was during the Civil War.
Oh, horrific.
I mean, so many lives, you know, brother falling to brother. And it's just time to wake up. It's just time to wake up. We have to wake up. And God will hear. God takes us into a place that we cannot fix. He takes us into a place we cannot fix so that we'll look up and ask God to fix it. It's not a weak thing to say, you know, God, we can't do this without you. We never could anyway. Mm. But now we've come to that place of realization where finally have got are in a position that we got to look up and say, God, you know, we want you. You can bring us out of this. You can do this thing, God, and we want you to be the God of our life. We want you to be the Lord of our life, and we want your ways to be our ways. And, you know, I was just abiding this morning and just meditating on, you know, the Word of God and Ezekiel, and it was so encouraging in regards to see God for who He is, that God will actually woo us into a place. He will bring us into a place. He will cleanse us. He will redeem us. He will restore us. He'll cause things to be fruitful again. And you know what? He says, He'll do this. He said, but it's not because of you. He says, it's because of His name. That's the reason why He'll do it. And it's God's kindness that leads to repentance. You know, quite often we can mistake that, hey, because things are going so good and everything's going so great and, you know, it was bad, but all of a sudden now it's good again. We could think, well, I guess everything's fine. And what it is, God could be bringing us to a place of repentance. And so I really believe that if we begin to cry, if God is that good, that He would do that to bring us to a place of repentance. And this is what He is saying He's going to do for Israel. That we can say, God, You're that good. You're that merciful. I mean, if You would woo us into this place and bless us to get our attention, to be able to honor Your name, we want to begin to honor Your name. I mean, think about it. He says, I'm going to do all this for Israel because I want, for my name's sake. And so you think about it. That means this. When we personally say, you know what? I'm going to honor God's name in my life. Jesus is Lord everywhere I go. I'm going to talk about, God everywhere I go. I'm going to honor God. I'm going to acknowledge God. I'm going to be grateful to God. I mean, think about that. And this is before God's giving you all these kind things to see if you're going to do it. How much more is this loving God going to respond to you honoring his name? So I want to encourage you. We're fixing to go to break. But what do we do at a time like this? Right there at the brink of breakthrough, when God's about to just break through and be, there's going to be a reprieve in your life, you're going to have the greatest temptation to give in. You're going to have the greatest temptation to just join darkness or go into make covenants with countries you shouldn't make covenant with, get relationships you shouldn't go, go and take the treasures of the temple and give them to the warring neighbor to be able to make peace, all these different things, instead of saying, you know what? Even if you throw me in the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, my God can deliver me from it, but we are not going to honor any other God but God. And guess what? God will be with us through the fire.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.